الرحمٰن الرحیم. الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. اما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we spoke about passion, the importance of passion, why it is required if you want to achieve excellence in life, the importance of consistency and discipline without which you cannot achieve anything, the fact that excuses do not change reality. So just because you have an excuse why you could not achieve anything, it doesn't mean anything. It means you still failed. Your excuse does not turn or convert failure into success. Today I want to talk to you about the last of the things in this, which is two related things. One is psychological seeking of approval that we have, as a result of which we become susceptible to people's own image about themselves, which does not really apply to us. You will find in many cases that when you are passionate about something and you are engaged in this extraordinary goal, the sign of passion is that you have a goal which is extraordinary, which is not like anybody else's goal. Almost the first thing that will happen when you talk about this to somebody is that they will discourage you. Almost default. They will tell you, no, it's not possible. They will tell you, I tried but I failed, as if that is some criterion of success for the whole world. You tried and failed, so what? But people tell you this, no, you cannot succeed. No, I tried this 10 years ago. It didn't work. So the point is, they will tell you that. They will tell you that nobody else succeeded. They will tell you all kinds of failure stories. They will not, they won't encourage you. Now, the thing to understand there is that the reason that they don't encourage you, it's one reason only, and that is that what you are saying scares the living daylight out of them. And they don't want to face the fact that maybe if they had tried whatever they wanted to do, they would also have succeeded if they hadn't given up. Because the only time you fail is when you fail to get up. You don't fail when you don't lose the race when you fall down. You lose the race only when you fail to get up. And these people forget. So therefore, they will try to discourage you. Now, so what must you do? First and foremost, don't talk about your passion to the whole world. Because how does it concern them? It doesn't concern them. If you are talking about your passion and about your goal to other people, it only means one thing, which is that you are seeking approval from them for what you are doing. So the thing to understand is that you do not need anybody's approval. The only approval you need is from yourself to ensure that what you are doing is in accordance with the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Rasulullah. As long as these two criteria are met, if these two criteria are not violated, you do not need anyone else's approval to pursue your passion in life, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. You don't need anyone's approval. So why do you go looking for it? Why do you go looking for something that you don't need in the first place? Because it'll only discourage you. Second thing is, therefore, which is a follow-up from this, surround yourself with people who will encourage you, people who will support you, people who will make dua for you. Don't drag yourself down with turkeys. Public opinion is the most utterly useless thing in the world. The day people understand this, the world will be a happier place. Totally useless. Whether you have approval or you have disapproval, makes no difference. I can name for you any number of people who have people who will curse them and who have people who support them. Take any of our politicians, for example. How many people do we know who curse Narendra Modi? Thousands and so on and so on. But Narendra Modi did not become Prime Minister because of people who cursed him. He became Prime Minister because people are also supporting him. So what value is it? If you look at it, what value is the cursing, the disapproval, and what value is the approval? Nothing. You want to follow something, you want to do something, you do it. Neither approval nor disapproval has any meaning. Second thing is, people approve and disapprove based on their mental models. I've just done a set of fuzzy reminders on that called Snakes in the Mind. So, listen to that. But I'm saying that they approve or disapprove based on their own mental models, their own perception. For example, I've been trying to lose some weight. I didn't lose any weight. I'm 85 kilos. It so happened, coincidentally, yesterday I got two messages. Somebody who saw my picture. One person says that you are looking, aap bahut sehatmand lag rahe hain. I mean, being polite way of saying you are looking fat. And the other person, the other person said, mashallah, you are looking so trim. So now, I'm the same person. I mean, I'm the same person. So what must I do? Feel happy or feel sad? I feel nothing. I feel 85 kilos and I must get rid of these 85 kilos, at least 20 of them. So my point is that public perception has no value. Don't run behind it. It makes no difference. Focus on your goal, because if you are going to run behind public approval or public perception, you will lose sight of your goal. And that is tragic, because then you will not be able to achieve what you want to achieve. Right? When he started, Mushtaq Bhai, when he started his construction project, how many people thought he's crazy? Yeah, he's sitting here, ask him. So what did he do? Give up? He didn't give up. He said, you think whatever you want to think. I am doing what I am doing, alhamdulillah. I want to make sure it is in accordance with the, you know, with what I have to do. And alhamdulillah, he is in the progress, in the process of, he's almost completed, alhamdulillah, everything. You know, iconic project, inshallah, may Allah give him blessing in that. So the point is that if you run behind public approval, you will only distract yourself. Third thing which happens is criticism. When people fail to influence you, they criticize. Now, criticism is an interesting thing, because there is justified criticism also. One should not simply throw out everything, because you might be throwing out something useful. So there is justifiable criticism. So if there is something that you hear which is critical, then first and foremost, ask yourself, examine what has been said, ask yourself, is this justified or not? If it is justified, then correct it. As simple as that. I mean, there is nothing to do, nothing else to do. If somebody has told you something which applies, which is negative, get rid of it. I mean, there is no sense in sitting on an ego and, you know, saying, how can he say this and that? No. Whoever it is, if they told you something which is critical, look at it, and if it is justified, then deal with it. If it is not justified, then it is garbage, throw it in the garbage can. Don't engage with it. This is one of the big mistakes we do. We engage with that. We try to justify to the person. No, actually, this actually. Do not engage with it. Now, there is this famous story of Gandhiji. Somebody sent him a letter, which was a 2 or 3 page letter, which was highly critical, all kinds of stuff. So someone brought him and gave him the letter. So Gandhiji read the whole letter. The letter was 3 pages, and those days, you know, you put a pin to secure the letter, so he pulled out the pin and he threw the letter into the garbage can. So the person who brought me the letter, he said, are you not going to reply or something? He said, no. He said, what was of value, I have taken. Which was that pin. The rest of it is garbage. So the point is that if the criticism is unjustified, don't engage with it. Don't get upset. Don't let your, you know, don't go and talk to that person. Because think about this, if somebody is criticizing you, one of two things, either he tells you something to your face, which is fine, then you can listen to it. If it is justified, accept it. If it is not justified, again, do not engage, don't argue, just leave it. The other one, which is much more often, is that somebody criticizes you behind your back. And then, of course, there are these helpful people who will always come and tell you, you know, so-and-so was telling this thing. If that fellow tells you all the, if somebody talks good about you, nobody tells you. But if somebody says anything bad about you, immediately somebody will take the other person will go to all kinds of trouble to find you and to tell you that so-and-so was telling you, saying something critical about you, right? So now this has happened. This person has spoken behind your back. So what must you do? You thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now is transferring, you know, the goods transfer has started, you know, his good deeds into your account for Alhamdulillah, free. So I don't have to do anything. You are transferring your good deeds to me. So Imam Shafi Rahmatullah sent fruit to somebody who like this. Somebody saying this person is criticizing you. So Imam Shafi sent fruit to him and he said, Jazakallah khair. I'm trying to repay your good deeds. So at least let me give you something. So Alhamdulillah, Let them say, it doesn't make any difference. If you find, again, even there, whatever has been informed to you, think of it, look at it and say, if there is anything good in it, anything useful, use it. Otherwise, throw it away. If it is completely useless, then it is bohtan, it is even better for you, because then you are getting even more good deeds, right? So again, nothing to be upset about, nothing to get distracted. The key thing about passion is focus. Focus is what turns ordinary light into laser. Ordinary light at best illuminates, laser cuts through steel. It is the same thing. It's the light with focus. Focus and consistency, right? Expertise is repeatability. Expertise is repeatability. Anyone can do something right once. In golf, there is a stroke called hole-in-one, which means from the tee, you hit a shot and it goes directly into the hole on the green, right? Now, hole-in-one is a hole-in-one because it happens only once in a lifetime. It's pure accident. Nobody in the world can say that he or she actually scored a hole-in-one deliberately. It is simply not doable. So you can't score one hole-in-one in your life and say, I'm a, you know, expert in golf. You're not an expert in golf. You just got lucky. If you want to be an expert, then we all already mentioned that yesterday, which is the 10,000-hour rule. Consistent, thoughtful practice. Consistency is what will is the other name for excellence. Excellence is consistency. And that takes discipline. That takes discipline. It means sticking to that schedule. You get up at a particular time, you do something on a particular basis. Very easy to spot. If you get up in the morning and you don't make your bed, you are not disciplined. I don't care how many servants you have. Question is your bed you are making. If you leave your shoes not aligned together, if you leave them randomly somewhere, you are walking, your slipper is here, there, whether it's outside the masjid, whether it's in your house, it means you are not disciplined. If your vehicle is not clean, you are not disciplined. No use saying, oh, but you see, I told the other fellow to clean. That's, you told someone to clean it, he didn't clean it. What you are saying is, now, first of all, I knew by looking at your vehicle, I knew you are not disciplined. By listening to your excuse, I also know that you are ineffective, because whoever is working for you does not obey you. So now I knew one bad thing about you, now I know two. Excuses do not change reality. This is one very important thing to understand. It doesn't matter. No matter how justified that excuse might look, it still does not change the reality that what you have done is a loss. If you want to change that loss into gain, stop making excuses, do something about it. So passion means these things: focus and consistency, which comes from discipline. The result is inevitable. I have yet to see somebody who was passionate who did not succeed. Finest example of all, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was passionate. He did what he had to do. He did not change his goal. He changed his tactics. But he didn't. He never gave up. He went to Taif. He had an experience there. Before he went to Medina, he went to how many other people, asking them for support, where he was rejected from everywhere. And at the end of that, he is sitting in the shade of a rock in Mina, covered in dust in the hot sun. His daughter comes with a cloth and, you know, wipes his face and gives him water to drink. And she says, Ya Rasulullah, what have people done to you? He says, have no fear. A day will come when this message will enter every temporary or permanent home. He said, it will enter every house that is made of leather or canvas or stone. When is he saying that? When all that he has faced is failure. When there is no sign of success. Yet his own azam, his own determination, his own passion is not decreased. Not decreased by one iota. Even though there is no evidence that this passion will ever succeed. It's very important to study the seerah Because if you just look at it as a story, it looks like a success story. It's a success story in hindsight. Now we know. But when the Prophet ﷺ was going through it, if you take a stop at one point and say, what does this story look like here? And when? It's not like 5 minutes after this, but 13 years of unremitted struggle. And all you have to show for it is a series of failures. And yet, there is no flagging of energy, there is no flagging of passion, there is no flagging of emotion, there is no flagging of dedication, there is no flagging of integrity, there is no lowering of the bar, there is nothing to say, okay, it doesn't matter, this whole world global thing doesn't, is not feasible, let me try and do this in this village. No way, no way. Now, that is the meaning of passion. And there's no finer example of understanding that than the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to study the seerah and to get the benefit from it and to live our lives in a way which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu and to meet Him in a state when He is pleased with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.